华尔街日报报道，中国哪个城市更拥挤呢？北京其实还不是最堵的。The Wall Street Journal reports which Chinese cities are most congested. A new study by online mapping company AutoNavi lists China's most congested cities, with a surprising city taking the number two spot. According to the report released last week, Shanghai suffers more from gridlock than the nation's capital.Despite notorious stories of traffic jams that last 4 days, Beijing ranked third after Hangzhou. The study was based on data compiled from 25 cities around the country. The survey measured such things as the average journey distance, the length of time of an average trip, the length of delays road users experienced, and their average driving speeds.
Yeah, and so for those of you that don't know, AutoNavi is the English name of the Chinese company Gaode.I think Gaode Ditu, you might be familiar with, maybe seeing some of their advertisements on the subway. But what they basically provide is GPS services.
Yes, navigation, yeah, navigation service.
Many of the GPS users, the devices are made and supported by AutoNavi. Now, it's interesting, actually, because the details about the methodology were not released, and executives from the company were not available for comment. This reminds me of something similar that happened in the U.S. actually.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday we reported on the earthquake in Napa Valley. You
yes.
remember? And actually, as it turns out, Jawbone, which makes a wristband, like a health tracking wristband, it tracks how many calories you've burned, how long you've slept, and the quality of sleep and things like that. Just after the earthquake, they released a report talking about how well people were sleeping, where they actually showed the exact time when the earthquake happened based upon when their users all woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was actually quite concerned about this because for them, they're using these Jawbone products and it's a bit of a privacy issue. However, one of the representatives said, well, you know what? When you sign up for the application, you are saying that we can use your information. We're not going to give anyone, you know, your private information, but we are going to use it to publish marketing materials, for example. And this is what AutoNavi is doing as well. So through this report, we find out that, yes, Shanghai is the most gridlocked. Mm-hmm. But how did they find that out? Well, by tracking you.
And also the fact that they didn't tell you how they find out about these indexes also puts a doubt on the result of their findings. I was wondering why wasn't Lanzhou on the list? Because last time, earlier this month, we went to Lanzhou with some of our other hosts and other staff from EZFM, and we did a little riding across the city. So mm-hmm. Based on my finding, I think it was a pretty much very congested city, and yet it is not included on the index.
Yeah, no, but I think it's interesting because they were looking at, for example, like as you said before, Shanghai suffers from more gridlock than the nation's capital. And so gridlock is literally when traffic is not moving.
Just stand still.
And to be honest, I mean, literally speaking, when we use the term gridlock, that usually means that the, if you have a crossroad,
mm-hmm.
a four-way crossroad, gridlock is what happens when people who, the light is about to turn red,
mm-hmm.
but they keep going into the intersection and the traffic in front of them is so much they have to stop inside the intersection. And then that light turns red, the other direction turns green, and no one can move because everyone is just stuck there.
Well, that's pretty serious. But then again, I think Shanghai is probably more congested than Beijing. I remember I spent 4 years in Shanghai in college. So the first time when I arrived in Beijing for postgraduate studies, the first thing I noticed was how wide the roads are.
And you felt free.
Yeah, I felt free. And then and then I thought, how could this city be congested? And yet, having spent a few years here in the capital, I just do realize that it can get very congested.
But it is nice to know that that people here in Beijing, well, we're not the worst off.
No, of course not. I don't even take a bus to work. But anyway. But this congestion certainly shows the lack of foresight on the part of the city planners.